Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. It's a bright and sunny morning across Israel. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies throughout the day. Jerusalem is also enjoying mild weather, while in Haifa, a cool breeze is making for a pleasant morning. Here are today's headlines. First, missiles launched from Lebanon towards central Israel overnight. Over 18,000 bombs dropped and 4,000 targets hit. IDF reveals scale of Iran's strikes during Operation Roaring Lion, according to I-24 News. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu states that the IDF campaign in Lebanon will continue with force, precision, and determination. U.S. and Israeli officials highlight that Hezbollah is not part of the Iran ceasefire agreement, reports JNS. Also this hour, the IDF strikes Hezbollah launchers following a missile barrage on Israel. This comes after warnings of increased rocket launches from Lebanon, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. Separately, questions arise over maneuvers in Lebanon. Intelligence warned and Radon forces were deployed south. This development is covered by Walla. And finally, Lebanese expats express fear for their families after Israel says the ceasefire doesn't apply. The Independent shares the distress of Lebanese Britons amid escalating strikes. Here's what people are saying online. Israeli Army's Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir says Hezbollah is isolated within Lebanon and cut off from its strategic artery in Iran. This was posted just minutes ago by Al Arabiya's English service. Meanwhile, Arut 7 reports on a statement by the Chief of Staff during a tour near Bint Jebel. He described the military achievements against Hezbollah as historic. In a post from earlier, AMK Mapping notes that Hezbollah published 72 statements today about operations targeting Israel and the IDF, down significantly from April 7th. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the missile launches from Lebanon, the IDF disclosed extensive details of Operation Roaring Lion, targeting Iranian-linked sites. The operation resulted in a significant military impact. This development indicates ongoing tension and military readiness in the region. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's comments, he remains firm on the continuation of Israel's military campaign in Lebanon. Despite a ceasefire with Iran, Hezbollah remains a target. The regional implications are significant as both U.S. and Israeli leaders navigate this complex situation. Meanwhile, the IDF's actions against Hezbollah reflect heightened security measures. The Jerusalem Post reports that this response comes amidst warnings of increased rocket threats. These operations aim to deter further aggression from Hezbollah. In earlier reporting from Walla, intelligence foresaw potential escalations from Hezbollah. Radon forces were strategically placed to counteract these threats. This proactive measure underscores Israel's commitment to maintaining security along its northern border. Finally, as shared by The Independent, Lebanese Britons voice concern for their families. The exclusion of Hezbollah from the ceasefire agreement has left many fearing for their safety. The human impact of these military operations is profound. Turning to business and markets. First, McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski responds to a viral burger video backlash. He dismisses online ridicule. Ynet Business covers this story, reflecting on the fast food giant's recent challenges. Separately, Sony's WF-100-0XM6 headphones receive high praise. Mariv reviews this flagship model, noting significant improvements and impressive performance. And finally, experts question the claims of a CIA tool called Ghost Murmur. CTEC explores the skepticism surrounding this alleged technology used in high-stakes operations in Iran. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.